new major and all that. He said, to be honest with you, I've been scared to talk to people about the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I was afraid. And he said, but, you know, I guess I just surrendered that. Maybe that, you know, that's if that's what God wants, and God worked in my heart and showed me that I don't have anything to fear, and so I surrendered. And right now that man is a missionary in Canada, and he's seen many, many people saved just because he, at one time in his life, though he was afraid, he surrendered to God, and God made the difference in his life. I'd like to show you a video just so that you could kind of see, you know, kind of where people are today, because my message is entitled Into the City this fall. Into the City. And as I'm thinking about us going into the city, I'm looking for people who will join us. People want to be a part of that. People who would say, I'm kind of like you, preacher. I'm afraid. Or, you know, I don't know if I could handle, telling somebody. But I have a question. Who told you? Who told you? You think maybe the person that talked to you and told you about Christ might have been afraid too? I mean, maybe they were afraid what you might ask them. Maybe they were afraid that you might say something that they couldn't answer, you know, ask a question about something. And then the question I want to ask you is, if we don't, who will tell our community? Who will go in and tell our community? Who will be a part of that? So just let me give you I just want you to watch this video for a minute. I'm hoping we get everything to work. We've been having a little bit of electronic problems this morning, so let's see if we can get this up and going.
95% of believers never lead anyone to Jesus. Why do you think that is?
Do you know,
people are, that's hard.
I'm not sure.
I have no idea.
I have no clue.
You know, fear?
Because they're fearful. Probably fear.
Fear?
Making the other people think that they're some crazy Christian.
Sometimes they can be scared of, like, what other people think.
Fear of rejection.
Because they might be afraid that people will make fun of them.
Other people making fun of them.
You're weird if you believe in God.
Being alone, having to stand alone.
You're even weirder if you share them.
Because they might not know what to say and how to share it.
Not familiar with a way to do it.
Maybe they're not going to get it right, or maybe they don't have all the answers. Or
fear for one thing, apathy for another.
A lack of really trying as hard as they really could.
We get complacent in our faith.
They're just so busy, wrapped up in day-to-day things that they don't make a point of taking the time to do it.
They just don't know how, like how to show their faith.
They just don't know how to do it.
A little nervous about messing up, you know.
Sometimes you feel like you might say the wrong thing.
Inadequate information that they wouldn't know how to present it.
Because they might not know what to say and how to share it.
They just maybe don't feel comfortable on what to say.
Not knowing what to say to people and to scare them off.
Okay, and so what might make it easier for you to share?
If I just learned how, like just was taught how to share my faith.
I thought that was an amazing statement that the interviewer made. 95% of believers never lead a person to Jesus Christ. 95%. That's an astounding figure. Because if you think about it, if 95% of the people never do what God has commanded them to do, how in the world are we ever going to reach this world? It is no wonder that our society is crumbling at the very core. It's no wonder that this world is, as has been proverbially said, going to hell in a handbasket. Because 95% of believers never tell anyone about Jesus Christ. They never tell anyone. And I don't know about you, but that really does bother me. To think about the fact that you know, we probably sit next to someone in an office who, you know, week in and week out and year in and year out, and we hear about all about their life and their kids and their grandkids and all the things that's going on in their life and how that they partied all weekend and all of that, but yet we never take a few minutes to tell them about Jesus Christ. I mean, it's a strange thing to think about how many people might be in a school where, you know, there's an opportunity to tell people about Christ, yet they never say anything about Jesus Christ. You know, I don't know about you, but I find myself sometimes when I'm in crowds and if I'm all alone and there's no other believers around, I kind of like that too. You know, I find myself that you know, it's hard for me to say anything and to open up my mouth and say things about Christ. But now if I'm in a majority where all of them are believers and maybe there's just a few people without Christ, and you know, I have a lot more boldness then. And you know, and I just kind of wonder, why is it like that? What is it that we're missing here? You see, the bottom line is this: if we don't tell them, who will? If we don't tell them about Christ, who will? Because I got news for you, there's a lot of cults out there and ungodliness out there that's telling them a whole lot of stuff. And they are very bold about that. They have no problem doing that. They're out there and they're on the front lines and they're doing what they can. And you know, we have something better than anybody else could possibly have. We have the message of Jesus Christ. And what a difference it can make if somehow or another we are here and we are challenged with this thought. You know, many of you here today because someone did take a time and tell you about Jesus Christ. It might be a Sunday school teacher. It could have been maybe a bus worker. It could have been, a neighbor, maybe an adult who knocked on your door sometime, or maybe an invitation to church and you heard a preacher tell you about Jesus Christ. You know, so many people think that the reason why that they, can't tell anyone is because I have a college degree. Can I tell you this? Sometimes a college degree could be the worst thing that you could have. Because I've seen a lot of people have college degrees and they give you all the theological reasons and all the doctrinal reasons why someone gets saved, but they can't tell someone how to trust Christ as Savior. They have no idea. And there are others who perhaps maybe, they let things get in the way. But I want you to know, every one of us in here, all of us, we have a life-changing message that makes all the difference in the world. We have for us something that can transform people's lives. That God has given that to us. You know, but something I found in just a few weeks as we're coming into our mission Sundays, do you realize, let me give you a thought here. You know, sometimes it is easier to be burdened for those in other countries than those in our own world here. It's a whole lot easier for me to be, you know, I'm really burdened about those in Iraq and in Afghanistan. I'm burdened about those who live in Israel and other parts of the world. But what about those in my backyard? What about those who I see frequently on a regular basis? You know, it's really easy for me to be burdened about other places and not burdened for my own place. And I don't know about you, but as I deal with those things, and you know, we find that sometimes we're like, wow, this is really tough. I mean, you know, we are afraid to say things, or we deal, you know, with things. But, you know, as we approach our missions conference our mission Sundays, I want you to think with me for a moment about the people that live around you. I want you to think about those that you work with. You know, those who it would be easy for us to have fear about. Because, you know, we think, well, you know, I don't know if I can really tell them because, after all, they're pretty tough. I mean, it would be hard if you knock doors in and maybe you're out walking on the street and you run into this group of people. You know, that'd be a little bit tough, wouldn't it? You know, you're kind of like, wow, I don't know, boy. You know, tell them about Jesus? You know, I don't know. I might talk about Harleys or I might talk about something else. Or how about this? Maybe you might look and say, you know, I look at this guy right here. Maybe I knock on the door and there he's standing. And what about, how would I deal with that? You know, I mean, you know, he's got that hair look going and you know, I don't know if I could handle that. And you know, the truth of the matter is, some of us are more bothered about his hair than where he's going when he dies. We're more bothered about who he is, or maybe that he's our neighbor or someone that we're connected with. Maybe you might, like I, you know, you read in the paper and you read about, you know, things like this right here, and you wonder, what about those people? Boy, that'd be a scary thing to knock on the door and you have a group of them that they would come out like that. And then even worse, it gets even worse than that. You know, you're talking about telling people about Jesus Christ. How about this crowd right here? Wouldn't that be a scary crowd to tell? A group of lawyers. It'd be a scary thing to think, you know, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to tell them about Jesus. Or worst of all, the very worst of the worst. How about this? Politicians. Let me ask you a question. Can politicians know Jesus Christ too? Absolutely. But the question is this, if we don't tell them, who will? If you and I do not tell them, if we don't take this very serious responsibility, in fact, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe what I'm preaching on this morning could be a community change for us here in Solano County. And not so much just for our church, but for Christians in our community to take very serious this part of what God is saying in the Word of God. But can I tell you this? This is not a unique setting. I read in Scripture about a prophet who felt very much like we do. I read about a prophet who thought very much like we do. You know, he lived around people who he did not like. He lived around people who, in his mind, he thought, buddy, if anyone deserves the judgment of God, they do. And that prophet was a man that tried to run away from the responsibility of telling others about the Lord. And I was thinking about him today, this week, and praying over this message, because honestly, he is a reflection of modern-day Christianity. Because he reflects what's happened to Christians, 95% of the Christians in the churches in America. Turn in your Bibles to Jonah, the book of Jonah. As you turn to the book of Jonah, and probably by the time you find it, I'll already be done with my message, all right? But as you turn to the book of Jonah, you will find that this man was a man that did not like the Ninevites. God had called him to get on a boat and head to Nineveh. He had boarded in Joppa on the Mediterranean Sea, and he was going to make his, or supposed to make his way, if you would, to Nineveh, but he ran the opposite direction. He went to Spain. That's the direction he went. He went the opposite direction of where he's supposed to go. Basically, he was trying to run away from his responsibilities. And if you open the book and look with me, please, at chapter 1, just verse 1. Let's just kind of just see it just as we look at it in Scripture. And I want you to notice something most interesting, how that Jonah here, though he had this command directly from God, ignored God's command, ran the opposite direction, and how God had a divine way of getting him back on track. Notice in verse number 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Did you notice on two places, one verse, God said that he left the presence of the Lord? In other words, he stepped out of the will of God. He ignored his responsibility. He ignored his call. And then, if you notice that as he ignored his call, something happens strange enough. He's on the boat heading to Tarshish, and God sent a storm. And this storm was not just any storm. This was a storm of storms. And let's read on the story. I know there's a lot in this book, and we're not going to read the whole book, but can we pick up at about verse number... Oh, let's look at verse number 8. Let's read on down here. Then they said unto him, Tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil has come upon us? What is thine occupation? And whence comest thou? And what is thy country? Of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, Why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he was fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was wrought and tempestuous. And he said to them, Take me up, cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is come upon you. And guess what they did? They cast him into the sea. They put him there because there he was placed, if you would, in the sea of confusion. It was a place where he was cast out, and something really, really interesting happens here. As he's cast into this sea, the Bible sends this great fish. We don't know if it was a whale or not. I know there's a verse that indicates it was a whale. I don't know how exactly what kind of whale it was or what it was, but it came and swallowed up Jonah and gave him a taxi ride back to the place where he was supposed to go in Nineveh. Now, what's the lesson we learn? Well, Jesus made a comment about him in Matthew chapter 11, and how he spoke of the fact that just as Jonah came to this earth, and he represented, if you would, he was a preacher of righteousness. He was a man that talked about the coming judgment of God. He was a man who, if you would, he was there in this place, going to a strange place, preaching to a strange culture of people. He was to go there, and then when he got there, when he was ready to get there, he was cast into a sea, and there his representation of the people who he was to minister to, the Bible says it was through his life that they were saved. And then Jesus said, just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth, so shall the Son of Man be. You see, what happened? Just as Jonah gave his life for those on the ship, Jesus Christ gave him his life for all of mankind. He gave his life for all of mankind. And what is the lesson that we draw from this? The lesson is very clear. Just as God gave his life for the entire world, we should tell the world about what Jesus Christ did for them. And my question is this: how are we doing? How are we doing? This past week, I was reading the paper, and I try to read the paper every day. I don't always get to it every day. I try to. I certainly don't read it on Tuesday, since they don't have a Tuesday paper. But I try to get to it every day, and I try to read this kind of more or less the front headlines. I want to find out what's happening. I'll turn the front page and look at all the good news that are there, and then I flip it over to the inside. We have more local news and read about what's happening. And, of course, as you and I, as we read the paper and we know what's going on, all of a sudden we realize, boy, our town is in great need. Our community is in great need. We drive around Sassoon, we go over to Vacaville, we drive all around there, we come back over here, we go down to Cordelia. Just in our area here where we as a church minister to, I was thinking about, man, we are in such a desperate need of Jesus Christ. And I wonder, are we going to tell them? Are we going to get burdened? Because every believer knows something others don't. Every believer knows something that others don't. You see, you know something that could literally change the lives of people. You know something that could work in families and help families to get back to where they need to be. You have something that could help people who are lacking peace and lacking discernment, and people who are struggling with so many things in life. You have that, and so do I. Every one of us in this room, we know something that others don't know. And so God is challenging us through the life of Jonah that we take this very seriously. You see, I look at it this way, and in just a few weeks, on the 14th, Ramsey Kamara will be here. He's a missionary to Israel, and he will be here. Then the 28th, we're going to have a missionary to the military, and he's burdened to go to Korea, and he wants to, and when he gets to Korea, he wants to go there at Camp Casey, establish a church, and help those servicemen there and reach them and tell them about Christ. And I think that's wonderful. And boy, we certainly want to get behind people like that and support them and pray for them. But then I was thinking, you know, so should we do it locally as well. You see, this work of God is a big work. Amen. And what God has done is big, and this is serious stuff here. We're not just talking about just some local group of people. We're talking about worldwide work that God is doing. You see, because Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago, and because he died on the cross, and because he was buried and rose again the third day, because of that he paid the penalty for all of mankind's sin. And when he was on earth, he was always trying to draw people to come unto him. And he's telling us today that we need to let people know that Jesus is the answer. And I believe that he is the answer. And so the truth of the matter is, today we are in this together, reaching a lost world who does not know Christ. We're in this together. This is a church deal. This is something that God has burdened my heart about and burdened your heart about. You see, it's the gospel. The gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, according to Paul. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ made that possible for everybody, not just for the few, but for all of us. And God is saying to us that would we begin to pray and say, God, what can I do? And what can I, how can I be a part of this? And God, if this is what you want the church to do, you see, when you trusted Christ as Savior, God left you here so that you could tell and be a witness to the world and tell the world about what God has done. And thank God that he's made it possible for us to do that. I don't know about you, but I feel so unworthy. I feel so inadequate. I feel like, you know, that, you know, if you're talking about saying things that will confuse people, man, or mess people up, man, I've done it. I've said a lot of things. I've said a lot of things I shouldn't have said or didn't say it right or whatever the case is. I mean, I have messed up. But something I found about the life of Jonah. Jonah did not really become effective until he was just thrown into the water. And honestly, this morning, what God is saying is that you and I, if we're going to be effective, we've got to be like, just like that. We've just got to kind of jump into it. God, what do you want me to do? You want me to tell them? You know, I don't. The only verse I know is John 3:16. Let me ask you a question. Can you tell somebody about Jesus Christ with John 3:16? Yes. Can you tell somebody about your life and what God did and give them John 3:16 and show them that verse and how God can do that for them? Absolutely. Every one of us can do that. There's from a child, teenager, to an adult, we can all do that. We can all tell people about Jesus Christ. You know, God today may be speaking to you about the fact that, you know, if this is something that I'm to do, I want to join my church. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge you today that you might say, you know, I'm going to get real serious about this thing, that I want others to know Jesus Christ like I know. Tell them something that you know they don't know. Tell them about Jesus. You see, a lot of people see, you know, this church thing as a religious thing. You know, well, I got religion. I had a little religion on Sunday. No, it's not religion. It's a relationship. And that relationship is through Jesus Christ and him alone. And so God wants all of us, every one of us. He's challenging us. That's what I see here in this passage in Jonah, he is a reflection. Just as he got in the boat and just as he was cast into the sea, he was walking in the footsteps of Jesus with his message, and he did not even realize it. And yet in his fear and his intrepidation, all the other things that happened, he still told people once he was pointed in the right direction. Here's what I want to ask you to do today. I want you and I to take this challenge God laid on my heart to mention this. Would you pray that God would allow you in the next 30 days to tell somebody about Jesus Christ? It might be a neighbor. It could be a classmate. It could be a friend. It could be a family member. It could be someone that you see all the time. It could be someone you have never met before. But would you take the challenge? Would you be willing to say, God, with your help and by your grace, I'm going to do everything I possibly can to be a communicator of the gospel. I would tell people about Jesus Christ. It could be that maybe, and you could do that in any way you want. Maybe you might have a barbecue, invite your neighbors over. Or you might have maybe a family get together tomorrow. And this might be a perfect opportunity to start tomorrow. As soon as I get my family in, you know, maybe I'll take a minute and just tell them about what God did in my life. I mean, you don't have to call a church council meeting or something. Just you know, tell them about Christ. Or it could be that maybe you might, you know, decide you want to be a part of community outreach and say, you know, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come out. I'm going to be involved in community outreach, and I want to give out some gospel tracts. I want to tell people about Christ. It could be any way other than, you know, than what we think traditionally. But I mean, it might be just the fact that you could do that. Maybe you could visit somebody in the hospital and maybe they're there and read some scripture and tell them about Jesus. Whatever it could be, but would you ask God that God would use you in the next 30 days to tell someone about Jesus Christ? Wouldn't it be a powerful testimony for the cause of Christ if the work of missions is not just sort of a part of the church, but it's the main part of the church? That we, not only as a church body, support missionaries and we're involved in missions, but it now becomes a part of me individually. That for me, I want to tell others, I want to be involved in that. I want people to know that. You see, the sowing of God's word in the hearts of people through prayer and telling them and being a part of that, being a witness, as the disciples did in the early church, the Bible said they turned the world upside down for Jesus Christ. How many agree with me the world needs to be turned upside down for Christ? How many agree with that? Amen? And it starts with you. It starts with you. You see, we can't deal with Iraq and Afghanistan and Europe and Asia and all that. We can't do that personally. We can deal with Solano County. We can deal with our neighborhoods. We can do our part in telling others about Jesus Christ. Because see, here's what I believe. I believe that you and I can share what we know with those who don't know. Every person in here can do that. And if you say, well, you don't want to be a part of community outreach, well, let me just remind you that starts September the 8th at 6:30 right here at the church. It'd be great. Wouldn't it be wonderful if just like, you know, we had as many people on community outreach night as we do on Sunday morning? It'd be great if we had that many people say, you know what, man, I don't want to be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that 95%. I want to be a part of I want to lift that number from 95% of not going to, I want to be a part of I want to make it a 95% of our church going out, telling others about Christ. And I hope and pray that God will speak to our hearts about it. By the way, Jonah had a great revival. That entire city changed. What a powerful impact his message had. And by the way, it wasn't so much what he said, it's the God behind the message. You see, we have all the authority of heaven to tell the world about Jesus and what a difference he can make if we'll yield to him. Let's pray. As our heads are bowed and our eyes are closed, I'm going to ask you in just a moment here, and